The Lord Jesus calls each of us in a very special way to be his witnesses, and that's what we heard in the Gospel of Mark this morning. And he really said to us, go forth to the whole world and give the good news to everyone, to everyone. Now, he didn't do that without arming us, without making us very dangerous, all of us, giving us the power we need. And it began right here in the sacrament of baptism. And as each of us have entered the church and we put our hand in the holy water, the Easter water, we blessed ourselves, and it was a time to renew our baptisms in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he also gave us another gift, a miracle, symbolized in this candle, actually. This is our Easter candle. This is the candle of the resurrection. This is the candle when lit tells us there is the light of Christ in our lives and the hope of Christ in our lives. And that we carry with him his love. That's what began in baptism. The love of God being born in our hearts. And that's what we share with the world. That's what the world needs to hear. It needs to hear from us in our lived experience. Beginning in your families. So parents, if you aren't blessing your children every day, bless them every day. If they're not with you right now, if they're off at school, or if they have their own families, you are prayer warriors. Hit them with as many Hail Marys as you can hit them with. They need it, right? And when they come to the door of your house, it's okay. Bless them with holy water. Bless them. They need it. They need it. To let them be reminded of their baptism when you brought them to the church to be healed of the original sin and to come to a life, come to life in God, come to life in the love of Jesus Christ. You know, when Jesus sent out the disciples and he sent us out, he said to them, wondrous things are going to happen. Glorious things are going to happen. You will see miracles. You will see the love of God born in people's lives. He meant it. And it's not just for me as a bishop, or Father Dennis as a priest, or the sisters. It's for all of us. To let the love of God flow in our lives. To touch those that we work with, those with whom we go to school, those with whom we share life with, whatever it may be. And we can begin as true prayer warriors and let prayer be what drives us, especially intercessory prayer. Praying for those folks that we know need the love of God, need the healing of God, need the presence of God. If you are watching the news during the day, you might just take out a pad and write down all of the things that they put out there that need prayer. Trust me, you're going to fill a page. You're going to fill a page. But that's your prayer intentions. That's your prayer intentions. To let the love of God touch each of those things going on, whatever it is, and let the power of God's love through your prayer reach out to those moments to bring peace and healing. And if you've got stuff going on in your families or your marriages, we need to bring them to the Lord. We really do. And we need to let that love of God touch those moments and bring healing and peace to those moments, and let that love bring to it that which causes it to come to be one with God in a special way. To our little ones, to our teenagers, that's to you too. And today especially, if you haven't said to your mother, I love you, it's time. And if you haven't said to your grandma, I love you, it's time. And if you have a great grandma, give thanks and tell her too. Tell her too, because you image the love of God as children and as youth. Had a couple of wonderful experiences of God's miracles. And by the way, expect miracles. That's what the gospel tells us. Because we're sent forth by Jesus Christ. And he wants to perform these miracles for us and for those around us. So expect miracles. There was a particular situation, I'll put it in another diocese, in another parish, so you won't know who it is. And somebody had been working and they fell off the roof of the house they were working on. And they had broken bones, but they also had a hematoma in the brain. And it was huge. So the family had gathered around and they asked me to come, and I came and I anointed the person with the whole family present, praying for them, and we all laid hands on him. The next day, the doctor said, I can't find the hematoma. It's gone. We still need to work on the broken bones, but the hematoma is gone. Expect miracles. They do happen. They do happen. And it's not just for me. It's for you. You don't have to wear one of these to have miracles happen. The love of God is yours. The gift of baptism is yours. The miracles of God are in your family. We're about to have a miracle right now as we approach the altar to receive his body and blood. That is a miracle. The bread and wine changed into his body and blood. That we can take the resurrection home and celebrate the resurrection in our lives and in our hearts, and let that resurrection lead us and guide us and give us hope in the midst of a crazy world. And it's crazy. I use buckets of holy water almost every day with stuff that comes to my desk. But God is with us. Jesus promised us. And he asked us to be his witnesses. He asked us to be his disciples. He asked us to love him and to be into the world. And that's what we do. That's who we're called to be. As husbands, as wives, as mothers, as fathers, as brothers and sisters, as friends and neighbors. He calls each of us to that gift of love. And he's promised us that he will never leave us. That's the gift. He will never leave us. He's always with us. So if you're facing something really, really difficult, and it could be an illness, or it could be a family problem, or it could be whatever it is, work problem, he's there. Call him into it. Ask him to bring healing if that's needed. Ask him to bring peace if that's needed. Ask him to just touch it. Ask him just to hold you. Ask him to love you. That's what we do in this Eucharist as a community of faith. So during this Eucharist, we hear the call of the gospel. Go, therefore, to all nations and bring the good news. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.